So, wir machen jetzt einfach weiter. Und ich habe immer noch den Miroslav Vanik von Ushmi Doma an der Apparatur. Der nächste Block wird sich jetzt also ein bisschen um die Szene in Tschechien befassen, aber auch die CSSR möchte ich hier nicht beiseite legen, weil die Band ja gegründet wurde 1985. Und jetzt würde mich erstmal interessieren, wie ganz kurz dargestellt sich die Szene in der CSSR darstellte und wie jetzt so heute, jetzt auch vielleicht speziell bezogen auf Prag, und was es für konkrete Unterschiede, offensichtliche Unterschiede gibt zwischen der Zeit von damals und heute und inwieweit sich das auf die Ausgestaltung der Musik und auf die Texte ausgewirkt hat. Okay. please tell us something about the scene in the time of the CSSR. And something about the scene of Czech Republic, maybe a little bit more about the scene in Prague, and some different things, very hot different things, and what influence these different are making on your music, lyrics, and maybe of your life.
Yeah, that's very, very wide question. But anyway, I'll try to say that shortly. Well, the major difference, and it's obvious, you know, is in the system where we started and where we play now. It's absolutely different because the system, the communist system, it was just really, really bad. To art, especially to artists, to many other people as well, but especially to artists and to musicians, everything in the country was a little bit under control. They tried to have it under control, and propaganda, ideology, and all that stuff was kind of really influenced, like really put its fingers into just everything. And the people were in danger of when they did anything independently, it was a danger to be in jail or just being even beaten by police or whatever like that. So that's a big difference. That now when I play concert, I don't need to watch door when the police is coming, or when I don't need to kind of fear that some officer is coming and cancel the show or they switch off the electricity or whatever. Mm-hmm. All this experience, of course, we have full album. So that was a major difference. And but talking about music, there was a kind of boom in 1980 of very nice bands. They were kind of wrong way called New Wave. It was not New Wave as you know from Walt, but it was kind of Czech New Wave. It was something a little different, but there were several very good bands as Psi Vojaci, Dybuk, Dunaj. Psi Vojaci, Dybuk, Dunaj, and many others. Anyways, basically just three, and that was some of them. Like Psi Vojaci, they still play, and Ushmi Doma also still play. So Psi Vojaci is already 30 years old band now, and Dybuk was all female band. Playing also kind of punk and some interesting music. And Dunaj was an experimental band from Brno, actually, not from Prague, but from Moravia. And it was a really great band as well. Like many, Dunaj was playing, Iva Bitova, maybe you know that name, you know, violinist. She's very world famous now. And so she started to play with Dunaj. And so that boom The influences for that boom was for sure punk, I would say. A lot of recordings were coming to our country, even though it was forbidden. So we had to do it somehow secret way, and many, many big help, or much big help, we got from American Embassy. There was a guy, I think his name was Brown, secretary, and he was lucky that he was interested in this kind of music. So he always brings some new recordings, you know, like Jalubi Apra, whatever, many others, you know, even the residents or that stuff, you know, came to the country through official American officer, which is kind of strange, absurdity of how music was coming. Of course, some people, time to time, can go abroad or could go abroad and say they bring some LPs or some recordings. So then we start to record it on tapes and distribute it all over the country somehow secret way. But at the same time, the stream, how these things were coming to the country, was really tiny. It was kind of a lot, but still it was really tiny compared to people, I don't know, in France or wherever, whereas these bands played, you know, like in our country they never played. It was only these recordings, and even though it was rare. So the stream was really tiny, and that had influence to the bands, like as I'm talking about, for the originality. I think that was the reason why so many bands were so original, kind of like really something unique styles. You know, maybe I can somehow count even Usmeroma for that, you know, that unique sound came partly from our feelings, but partly also from the necessity, because we had no influences. We just had we had some, but small, you know, small streams. So that when you're hungry, I mean literally, you put more power into your own fantasy, into your own kind of creativity, you know. So it's something strangely absurd about that if artists work under the pressure of communist system, for example. I'm sure it used to be the same with Nazi, like, pressure, you know, like Bertolt Brecht, for example, you know, when he was working under the pressure of Nazis, you know, it was the same situation, you know, he worked a lot and he had something to do, like, because of that pressure, partly, you know, or of course, many thanks to his fantasy, but at the same time, like literally, thanks to the pressure, you know. So I wouldn't say the pressure was great, but that was just the result.
For fantasy, it's good.
Yeah. So now the situation, my feeling is that there are many bands, also some good bands, but the creativity and originality is little lower now, because there's just so many influences coming, you know, like many bands are playing now in Prague. Many recordings you can download on internet, everything you want, like that. So you have, if you feel like, if I can imagine myself as like 16 years old guy, it's just like millions and billions, you know, of songs every day. It's just drove me, you know, it's like really, so in between that, to find your own originality and your own feelings and your own whatever speech, you know, so that's very difficult. I think I would say maybe some absurd sentence now, that of course we worked, like 20 years ago, we worked under the communist pressure, and it was really bad and really strange, and really I never want back that system. I just hate communists, and I feel they did a lot of really bad things. But at the same time, that life we had in that time, I mean, in terms of being musician, was difficult. But now people have it even more difficult. Not they are not under pressure, but But they have so many competition and so many influences and so many information that I, for me, it's just unbelievable how they can create a new song. Like it's just more and more difficult, you know, to do that.
Okay. It was really much. Also, ich wollte es jetzt einfach mal zusammenfassen. Er scheint so ein bisschen, oder er hat so ein bisschen die Schizophrenie dargestellt, dass es zur damaligen Zeit sehr schwierig war, Musik zu machen, aber heute ist es auch schwierig, nur mit einem anderen Tonschlag, beziehungsweise auf einer ganz anderen Ebene. Zur damaligen Zeit, zur Zeit der CSSR, herrschte ja Diktatur, kommunistische Diktatur, KPCR. KPCR? Communist Party?
KSC.
Also die KSC. Und wir haben in alle Sachen ihre Finger reingesteckt, ständig lief es die Gefahr, verhaftet zu werden. Und Künstler, Musiker im Allgemeinen standen unter der ständigen Kontrolle der Zensur. Und in den 80er Jahren allerdings keimte so ein bisschen der Musikbetrieb auf in der CSSR unter dem großen Begriff New Wave, ob das jetzt nur ein tschechisches Eigentum oder eine tschechische Eigenart war, habe ich jetzt nie so ganz mitbekommen. Aber was auf jeden Fall speziell war, dass die US-Botschaft, what was the name of this?
Braun.
Culture Attaché. Okay. Also der Kulturattaché der US-Botschaft war sehr interessiert in Punk-Musik und hatte ab und zu mal ein paar Aufnahmen mitgebracht und auf diesem Wege hat sich das dann verbreitet. Allerdings allgemein die Verbreitung von Punkmusik war in der CSSR nicht sonderlich verbreitet, weshalb die Einflüsse relativ einseitig waren. Es ist ja auch schon eine gewisse Uniformität und man benötigte einige Fantasie, um so ein bisschen seinen eigenen Weg zu finden. Also kurzum, das, was man reinbekommt, muss man weiterentwickeln. Und dann hätte man auch was Eigenes gefunden. Ganz im Gegensatz dazu, wie das jetzt heute aussieht, heutzutage wird man total überflutet von Musik. Man kann sich alles Mögliche runterlutschen aus dem Internet, hat Bands ohne Ende, auch sehr verschiedenste Bands. Aber auf diesem Weg ist es schwieriger, seinen eigenen Stil zu finden. Kurzum, damals war es schwierig, weil man unter der ständigen Knute der Staatsmacht stand und heute ist es schwierig, weil man total reizüberflutet ist. So, the next question, Jojo told me something about, er hat mir noch ein paar Bands genannt, Psy-Vajazi, Libuk, Dibuk und Dunai. Ich denke mal, ihr habt das jetzt auch verstanden, was er jetzt von den Bands gesagt hat, weil ansonsten wird das hier noch ewig und 3 Tage gehen, wir werden ja auch nicht mehr fertig, die müssen ja noch spielen. ich wollte gerne mal kurz wissen, weil ihr ja nur schon ein ganzes Weilchen lang Musik macht, ob da immer noch Kontakte bestehen zu den alten Bands bzw. zu den alten Akteuren damaliger Zeit. Ob er still any connection to other guys, to other bands from the former time, like I wrote somebody, Jaromir Nowabica, NVU, Zona A, FPB.
Yeah.
Are there any connections or make everybody say it's personal thing?
Many of these bands, of course, they don't exist anymore. So like FPB, for example. But I'm the former of I'm the father of FPB. So I played with FPB. So that was my band before Usmedoma, you know, I created. Anyway, What we do, for example, talking about FPB, we last year we released a triple album of old recordings, including some book about that. And with Usme Doma, we practiced 21 songs of FPB. So now we have a program which is called Usme Doma Plays FPB. And we travel with it as well, you know. So sometimes we play FPB right now. Zona, it's a Slovakian band, punk band, Bratislava, from Bratislava. I think Koník, the singer of the band, he's still kind of active, and he's still doing something. Maybe even Zona still plays, but rarely, kind of. Then Michael's uncle was also a great Czech punk, dark punk band, and they also reunion right now, and they also play. And so some bands are active. Some people completely changed their style. Like some of them are even like really commercial persons now. You know, like former. It was kind of like a skin band called Orlik, whatever, all these. So now this guy, the singer of them, is actor in National Theatre, which is kind of strange situation anyway. So many, many different lives and different ways how these people still. Some of them are still on scene, some of them just disappear somehow. And talking about avant-garde music, Eva Bitová, violinist, she's world famous now. She lives in New York now, and she writes for Kronos Core Quartet and all these things. Like, he's really world famous person now in something called world music. And Eva Bitová.
Eva. In New York, sir?
She lives in New York right now.
What she do?
She's violinist and composer, and and she is she's working for Kronos Quartet, which is the word Kronos. Kronos. Kronos Quartet. It's like a class, not classical music. It's a modern music, but in terms of classical music, it's not rock music. It's like a classic. It's a world famous band, like playing violin, and many others. You know, so I have contact with some of them sometimes. Time to time we meet. You know, sometimes some people start to be like promoters, so I meet them as promoters, and also we have some little contacts to some bands in former bands in Poland, for example, like Armia, and we also have contacts to West bands. Actually, some of them we met on the very beginning. Which was, for example, the X from Holland, many bands, and now we have new circle of contacts abroad, because we tour a lot in US, and now in Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. So it's more and more connections with more and more musicians and more bands. You know, we can be in touch with, you know.
They come from Armia. They come from Armia
from Poland, from Warsaw.
Which town? Warsaw.
Warsaw.
Okay. I couldn't find the city, you know.
That was a friend of FPB.
Okay. Das war auch wieder ziemlich viel. Er hat von einigen Leuten gesprochen. Ich habe jetzt aber auch nie alles verstanden. Auf jeden Fall, viele Bands existieren derzeitig nicht mehr. Manche Bands schon, beziehungsweise haben sich wieder neu gegründet. Er speziell war einer der Gründer, beziehungsweise einer der Väter von FPB, von Teplice. Und Usmir Dommer haben mal eine Platte gemacht, a record. Usmir Dommer playing.
Live show.
Okay. Auf jeden Fall. Usmir Dommer haben mal ein Konzert gespielt. Usmir Dommer spielt FPB. Ansonsten manche Leute, die haben sich komplett zurückgezogen aus der Szene, beziehungsweise machen ganz andere Musik, so ein bisschen Dark Punk oder so ein bisschen Oi. Ja, er hat jetzt noch manchmal Kontakt zu der polnischen Band Armia. Und eine Person, die er jetzt nochmal benannt hatte, war Iva Bitova. Und die ist in New York in einer Band namens
She writes composed music for Quartet.
For this band. Okay, also sie schreibt die Lieder für die Band Kronos. Ansonsten haben sie ziemlich viele neue Kontakte knüpfen können, vor allen Dingen, weil sie auch viel unterwegs sind in den USA, Australien, Neuseeland und so weiter und so fort. Okay, I want to play a song. I found Kujelina. please tell us something about this song.
Yeah, it's coming from album which is called Fairy Tales, or some for Anna Fairy Tales Pohádky. Pohádky ze zapotřebí. And this song is originally coming from theater. We played live for the theater piece, and later on I made this song out of that score for the theater. And this song is about, I don't know how to say in German language, but in English it's lazy bones, which means someone who is really lazy. So we call it lazy skin, which is maybe in German must be probably also some lazy people. Yeah, so. Anyway, so this is about... The whole album is about fairy tale persons, about some nymphs and ghosts and water sprite and just different, like a fairy tale for kids, you know, like we have Märchen.
Märchen. Okay.
Pohádky means Märchen. So, Kuželina is one of dangerous creatures who is sitting always next to you, always very close to yourself, and if you don't pay attention, it really hits you like very very soon because she's always hungry for you, and when you have it, then you don't do anything. You're lazy. You're just, you know, sitting and say, okay, next time. And anything you do, you always put somewhere aside because on your back is Kuželina. That's like a just picture, you know.
Also ich hab das jetzt auch richtig verstanden. Also Kuželina kommt von dem Album Pohádky Zapotřebí. Ja, taught I correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Und Pohádky bedeutet Deutsch Märchen und das ganze Album ist voll von Märchenfiguren, so wie ich das verstanden habe. Und Kuželina kommt eigentlich aus dem Theater und das ist eine sehr gefährliche Kreatur, die neben dir sitzt und wenn du nicht aufpasst, frisst du dich auf und die sitzt immer die ganze Zeit in deinem Nacken. So, ja, hören wir uns das an und dann machen wir danach weiter. Wir müssen nicht langsam mal zu reinigen. Okay.